Father, we do just thank you today, God, for today. We thank you for what it represents to us, and we thank you, God, that you are moving and then you have something new for us today. God, we ask that you speak to our hearts today with power. Speak to our hearts today, God. We pray a fresh fire would be ignited on the inside today in your presence, God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for what Jesus did so that we can come boldly into your presence. So we do, Tay. We come boldly before your presence today. We come boldly before the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, again, Merry Christmas. We're so glad that you're with us today on this Christmas Eve as we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to start today in Luke chapter 2, and we're going to see what the Spirit will speak to us today. It says, starting in verse 1, "At that time, Augustus Caesar sent an order to all people in the countries that were under Roman rule. The order said that they must list their names in a register. This was the first registration taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own towns to be registered. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. This town was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. Mary was now pregnant. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son, and there were no rooms left in the inn. So she wrapped the baby with cloths and laid him in a box where animals are fed. That night, some shepherds were in the fields nearby watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and suddenly they became very frightened. And the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid, because I'm bringing you some good news. It will be a joy to all the people. Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding box.' Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and all the angels were praising God, saying, 'Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please God.' Then the angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. And the shepherds said to each other, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. We will see this thing that the Lord told us about.' So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph. And the shepherds saw the baby lying in a feeding box. And they told what the angels had said about this child. And everyone was amazed when they heard what the shepherds said to them. And Mary hid these things in her heart. She continued to think about them. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything that they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them." The title of my message today is Revival is Born. Revival is born. Because when something needs to be revived, it needs to be woken up. It needs to be brought back to life. It needs to be made strong, to be made active, and to be healthy again. That's why Jesus had to come to the earth. Because people were walking around in the natural, but they were spiritually asleep. People thought they could take care of everything themselves, but they were spiritually weak. They thought they were doing pretty good, staying busy, doing lots of things, but they were actually spiritually lazy and avoiding spending time with God. They thought they were healthy, but they didn't realize they were spiritually sick and in desperate need of the great physician. Basically, people were alive on the outside, but spiritually dead on the inside. And it's the same for us today. All of us need to be revived. All of us need to be woken up. Come on. All of us need to be made strong, to become active, and to be made healthy again. All of us needs to be saved from our sin and made truly alive on the inside. Because whenever we do bad things, whenever we do whatever we want instead of what God wants, whenever we go against what God's clearly said, that's sin. And sin separates us from God. It says that the payment for sin is death. That's the wages that we earn for sin, death. Sin cuts our connection to God. It gets in the way of God's best for us and leads us down a path that hurts us and keeps us out of God's presence. And because God's holy, he can't tolerate sin. The problem is there's nothing that man can do to remove their sin. Now, people try to do their best on their own, and they try to cover up their own sin. Or they try to make up for all the sins they do, but there's nothing that people can do to remove sin. Because we all fall short of God's glory. We all miss the mark of God's standard. That's why we all need a Savior, somebody to come down and save us from our sin. Someone that will not just cover it up, but will remove it and take it far, far away. That's why God sent Jesus, because he loves us. He loves us so much, in fact. He didn't want us to die in our sin. He wants us to live in him. He wants to bring us back to life, to true life, everlasting life. That's why John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son." God gave his son so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. And God loves you so much, he didn't just send anybody to help you. He sent his very own son, Jesus. He gave his only son as a gift for you, so that you could be revived, so that you could wake up, so that you could be found, so that you could be forgiven, so that you could be free, so that you could be restored back to God. Come on, it's called the season of giving for a reason. And it all started because God gave his only son. Then Mary gave birth. Then Joseph gave Jesus his name. The angels came and gave the good news. The three wise men gave their gifts. And the shepherds gave praise and glory to God for the amazing things they seen and heard. Everyone in the Christmas story gave something. They all had their part to play. They all had their own contributions to the blessed declaration that revival is born. Because Jesus is revival. Jesus' name means Yahweh is salvation. The angel told Joseph to call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. So right from the beginning, Jesus' name was prophesying his purpose, that he would be the one to save people from sin. He would turn people away from sin and turn their hearts back to God. That's repentance, and that's always part of revival, walking away from sin so that you can walk with God, which is another powerful part of his name. And that is Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. There's another reason why this is very good news. Because you're no longer alone. We're not alone. God is with us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Then
As if that wasn't good enough, Jesus said that he would send the Holy Spirit to help us. And ever since the day of Pentecost, Jesus has been baptizing his people with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He still gives his presence and his power. He still breathes new life into us so we can truly live. He still makes all things new. He still makes dead hearts come alive. He still refreshes and revives. Come on. Revival is the presence and the power of God that brings transformation. And Jesus is the presence and the power of God that brings transformation. One touch from Jesus changes everything. He is God with us. And he baptizes us and fills us with his Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The same Spirit that gives life to our bodies. The same Spirit that made the lame walk. That made the mute talk. That made deaf ears open. That made the blind eyes to see. The same Spirit that healed the sick, raised the dead, and cast out devils can now live on the inside of you and me. The same Spirit now takes us from being orphans and makes us God's children. Now, if you're in Christ, that's the key. See, a lot of people say, oh, we're all God's children if we're all God's creation. But you have to be in Christ to be God's child. He extends it to you. Hey, come be my child. This is how you do it. You got to go through Jesus to get to the Father. So we can now be adopted into his family, which means you've been given a new name. You've been given a new identity. You've been given a new heart. You've been given a new spirit. You've been given a new start. And you've been given a new life. So that should be more than enough for us to rejoice, just like the shepherds did. That should be enough for you to go on and give God your best praise, your highest praise, your loudest shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Because at Christmas, we remember that God hears the desperate cries of his people and gave us the best gift we could ever receive. And that is Jesus. Like the angel said, today your Savior is born. Come on, we all like to celebrate birthdays, right? Come on. We love to celebrate birthdays. We get to celebrate what? That you were born. We celebrate your life, who you are, how much you mean to us. So how much more should we like to celebrate Jesus' birthday, the Savior who was born for you? Today, your Savior is born. The one who made a way when there was no way. The one who would die to take your place. The one who was born so you could be reborn. The one who would send his Spirit so you could be revived. The one who would pour out his Spirit so that your neighborhood could be revived. So that your school could be revived. So that your city could be revived. That's why there's good news. That's why we can rejoice. That's why there's joy to the world. That's why there can be peace on earth. That's why there's tidings of comfort and joy. That's why there's glory to God in the highest, because we have a hope of heaven. Because over 2,000 years ago, in a manger filled with hay, a king was born in Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. He's the fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Come on, it says the zeal of the Lord. Come on, the Lord is zealous. He has zeal. He has zeal for you. He loves you and he wants you to come close today. I came to remind all of us today that there's no better time to give your life or recommit your life to Jesus than at Christmas time. When revival was born, there's no better time to give your life or recommit your life to Jesus than at Christmas, because he wants to revive something in you today. He does. I believe he wants to revive something in all of us today. Come on. So the question is, what does Jesus need to revive in you? What does Jesus need to revive in you today? It could be salvation. Come on, that's a good first step one. Salvation, maybe it's to be baptized in the Spirit. Maybe it's to give fresh zeal. Maybe some stuff's happened in your life and it stopped you from having that zeal and passion for God like you used to. Maybe it's restoring the joy. Come on, we already went through why there should be joy, because the King has come to save you. But maybe you're not feeling the joy and it needs to be restored today, and that's what needs to be revived. Maybe he needs to revive some dreams. Maybe he needs to revive a calling. Maybe he needs to revive a commitment in you to actually serve him like he's the King and not just some nice person that you kind of tip with some time whenever you feel like it, but that he's worthy because he's the King of glory. He's worthy because he's your Savior. So today, I'm going to invite you to come to this altar and just ask Jesus to birth revival in your heart. Come on, there's nothing crazy about coming down. It's just an act of surrender. Come on, when they would go to the house of God, they would bring a sacrifice. They would bring an offering. So I just invite you, come and be the sacrifice. Come and be the offering and give something to the King like the wise men did. Ask him just to make all things new. Come on, revival was born so that he could birth revival in you. So go ahead and come now and let him do what only he can do in Jesus' name. Father, we do thank you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We come and remember. Thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving your son for us. Thank you for loving us so much that you made the only way, that you made the only way for us to come close. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, for coming close to us. Thank you for coming into the flesh. Thank you for living the perfect life we could never live so that we could trust you and put our faith in you. So we say, God, make our hearts new. Save us. Save me, God. I turn from my sin and I turn to you. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me, for washing me, for making me clean, for making me new. Restore the joy of my salvation. Restore the joy of my salvation. Fill me with your Spirit. Make all things new. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God glory. Somebody give God praise. Come on. He's making all things new. He's making all things new. We thank you, Jesus, for new life. New life. New life. We thank you, God, for stirring revival. Stir revival in our hearts. Stir revival in our hearts. Go ahead and ask him. Stir revival in my heart. Stir a revival in my heart. Birth a revival in my life, Jesus. Let it be today. Let it be today. No longer the same. No longer the same. No longer the same. Woo, I thank you, Jesus. No longer the same. Oh. Come on, that's what's so amazing. That's what's so amazing. That's why he's so good. He's so good. Come on, you can leave here today knowing. Today your Savior was born to birth revival in you. Come on. God, I thank you today for your presence. I thank you today for your power. I thank you today for everything that it represents. God, I pray that we never forget your goodness, your mercy, your grace, and your great love for us. God, I pray that every single one of us walks out of here today with a fresh fire. With a fresh fire. With a fresh fire. Come on, if you've never been baptized with the Holy Ghost, you can just ask him. That's also a free gift. The salvation from Jesus is a free gift. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is also a free gift. How much more those of us who know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So I just invite you to just ask him. God, give me your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit. Come on, if you've already been filled, come on, we all need more. We need a fresh touch today. Come on, it says be filled. Be filled, be continually filled. So God, fill us today. Fresh. Fresh today. Refreshed in your presence. Refreshed by your Spirit. Refreshed by your presence. Refreshed by your power. Fill us to overflow. And I pray when we go out of this building today, God, your presence goes with us, your glory surrounds us like a shield, and that we would overflow with your love, with your light, and with your joy everywhere we go this week. Seal it by your Spirit, God. Seal it by your Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. We are going to have our prayer team down here at the front. If anyone has anything they want to pray about before you leave, we invite you to come and get prayer. Don't leave here without getting prayer if you need prayer. Come on, somebody. So we invite you to come and pray. Otherwise, we love you guys so much. Have a very Merry Christmas. Spend time with your family and friends. But mostly, don't forget to spend time with Jesus. Come on. We love you guys. Have a great one.